Hey everyone, and welcome to Moving to Orlando. Your host, I guess, today, Sean Falk, and so I am a realtor as well. And before we get started, you can like and subscribe this video, and you can also be prepared to reach out to us at movingtoorlando.com, and myself or one of the other really great agents can work with you and help you get started in either a new build or a resale home, which is going to be the topic of the show. So, I get questioned a lot from people, and they are asking, we don't know if we want to do a new build, or maybe it's easier to do a resale home, and they're torn and they just don't know which route to go. And so I thought, okay, we'll do an episode and just kind of weigh options. And this is kind of my walkthrough with people when I do that. So it's kind of helps you at home to figure out what's the best route for you to go. So when you're talking about a new build, obviously the most important factor in that is the timing of it. If you need to move into a house, minimum, we're talking 6 months to build, and that's a pretty quick build time. So anywhere from 6 to 12 months is usually the way we're going to go. And, just want to make sure starting out that you don't need to move in the next like 60 days, because obviously we can't do a new build at that point, and you just need to get that out of your head because it's not going to happen. Another factor is going to be, how do you want a pool? Do you want a fence? Like, how do you want this to come? Because while a new build would be kind of turnkey and you just show up and it's all done, they're not necessarily going to put a fence in for you and not necessarily going to build you a pool either. Some builders will agree to do a pool simultaneously, but most don't. And they want you to put in your pool after the fact. And, you know, obviously if it's a resale home, it either has a pool already or doesn't have a pool, or it has a fence, or you can just add a fence fairly easily and fairly simply. So that's going to be a big factor there. As far as resale homes, they're a big pro for them is that they're already established. They're usually in established neighborhoods. There's already trees and there's already greenery around, and you kind of know what you're getting. So you could show up, drive around the community and see, oh, hey, like the neighbors have 6 cars in the grass, like in their driveway. So I kind of know, hey, maybe not for that one. Whereas with a new build, you don't know who your neighbors are going to be. And, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, what exactly it's going to end up looking like and what exactly it's going to end up being. So that's having that sense of, you know, calmness, I guess, in knowing that you already know what the community is can be really great. You can also really see traffic and how traffic patterns are going to be as you're driving around. Is there a stoplight or a stop sign that's near the community? New builds, they're not necessarily going to have those yet. So you don't really know what the traffic situation is going to be. And a good example, there's one home community that I love, but I hate the turn out from there because it's a new build and there's no stoplight. But there's no stoplight as you turn out, but there is a stoplight just up the road. So there's a lot of traffic coming this direction and you kind of have to work your way into traffic. So it's close enough that they're not going to put another stoplight, but not far enough away to give you some space. And so obviously that's frustrating, and it's something that most people don't think about when they are, you know, looking at the new build. They're so busy looking at the model and the lot that they don't consider the area around it and the drive and the traffic and everything. But with a resale home, you already know what you're going to get. New builds can be limited to location as well. So, I mean, if you're wanting to live in Windermere, very, very hard to find a new build. You're essentially going to have to buy an empty lot and then have a custom builder come in and build you something because they've already used up all the land there. So it's not like they can just, you know, find more land in Windermere because it's all gone. So there's really very little room to do anything else. So that's a big factor too. And schools for a lot of people, when you're doing a new build, a lot of times you know what schools are going to be around, but you can take Horizon West as an example. It got built up really fast and honestly faster than schools could keep up. So they for a while there ran into a situation where they just didn't have enough classrooms for the students. And now, of course, a lot of kids are doing at-home learning, but they were a little behind as far as that goes. But in established neighborhoods, they already know what the schools look like, what they're going to be, and everything's just kind of already set up for you there. But obviously, with a new build, a big positive of it is you get a lot of choices in picking what you want at the time. And of course, it's a lot cheaper to do when the house is being built rather than revamping a house that's already existing. So if you know, hey, I hate carpet and I want tile throughout the entire house, that is a possibility. Whereas with a resale home, you'd have to rip up all the carpet and then replace it with tile and then try to find tile that matches the tile that's already there, or you got to rip up that tile. So it really can be like a bunny trail that just you may or may not want to have to go down. Obviously, the roof is going to be brand new. The air conditioner, all these things that can be very pricey to have to replace in an older home, they're going to be brand new. And, you know, it's just not a problem you're going to have to worry with. Also, structural customizations, like, hey, knowing you want a tub, or no, you don't want a tub, that's something you don't have to pull out of the house later out of a resale home. You would have to rip the tub out, put a shower in, and it would be a whole process. Whereas with a new build, if that's very, very important to you, then that's a big factor in thinking about it. And of course, the other is going to be your budget. If you know what the base model of the new build is, you can kind of get over your budget pretty quickly, because the base model is going to be, if it's $350,000, you might end up spending $20,000 or $30,000 more on structural changes. You might spend another $20,000 or $30,000 on design changes for the inside of the house. And, you know, at that point, you are, you know, $50,000-$60,000 deeper in than you thought you were going to be. And you haven't even added a pool yet, which is another $70,000, we'll say. So that can be pretty limiting as well. And sometimes with resale, it's just nice to know, hey, replacing a roof in the next 4 to 5 years is $12,000. But am I going to get carried away when I'm doing a new build? How much restraint do you have in order to not take every single upgrade that ever existed? But there's a lot to consider and there's a lot to think about. And I hope that gives a bit of a spotlight on what you could expect and what you could be thinking about as you consider whether to reach out and actually move to Orlando or move to wherever it is you're going to move, because it's the same situation pretty much anywhere with doing a new build versus a resale. So, but if you do want to move to Orlando, you can feel free to reach out to me directly, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com, or you can go to movingtoorlando.com and fill out one of our contact forms, and one of our agents will be able to get back with you.